Monday, July 24, 1995, East Central Louisiana, Humanities Building. Dr. Abbott's head ached. He had instructed the young student worker 5 months ago that when he received mail marked personal and confidential, it meant no one was to open it, including her. She heard him clearly, and he'd repeated it more than once since. However, she still ripped open anything that remotely resembled an envelope, no matter what was marked on the outside. The latest personal and confidential mail had been carefully removed from the envelope and was placed face down in his chair. He wondered what would happen if he sent himself an envelope marked letter bomb to be opened only by addressee. Summer final exams were almost over, and he would be rid of her for nearly a month. He couldn't wait. The latest personal and confidential memo was a communique from the department head to Dr. Abbott. The department head wanted an explanation about the extra credit assignment to Mr. Jones that had wound up producing an opponent to East Central's biggest friend in the Louisiana legislature. Dr. Abbott didn't have tenure. He wasn't even close. But he did have good timing on his side. East Central was bursting at the seams. This little college in the middle of Louisiana's two biggest urban centers was now the second fastest growing university in the entire nation. East Central needed every spare teacher it could attract. Dr. Abbott knew it, and his department head knew it, too. Dr. Alfred Abbott would make it easy on the department head. He would tell the truth. Ben must do independent research. He must write a paper and would be graded harshly. It was the absolute truth, and no one would be able to shake him from that. Dr. Abbott also knew that some of the powers on the Board of Trustees, the governing body that controlled East Central and other state colleges, considered the whole affair with Ben Jones an embarrassment and would seek retribution against him. That was fine with Dr. Abbott. He had just sent out a new crop of resumes. 6 months from now, he would be gone, and East Central could rot in hell. The young professor took a deep breath, closed his eyes, and cleared his mind. "Relax," he told himself. "They can't hurt you," he said. He almost believed it.